This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says nation witnessed significant progress in the field of development and construction during his three-year term. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology says influence of westerly wind to continue for some days and Myanmar troops on the streets amid crackdown fears. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says the nation witnessed significant progress in the field of development and construction since he assumed the premiership. Inaugurating the retrofitted building of Singhadarbar in Kathmandu today, coinciding his 3 years successful tenure, Prime Minister Oli said his government carried out noticeable works till the date. The Prime Minister proposed the data that there was no negative economic growth rate in the country despite the effect of the coronavirus pandemic. Prime Minister Oli said the literacy rate was increasing and senior citizen allowance was also increased recently after the formation of his government. The Prime Minister said the contribution-based social security allowance was begun to be given. Likewise, Prime Minister Oli stated that the salary of the labourers and government officials was also increased during his term. The Premier also claimed that the government launched anti-corruption campaigns to maintain good governance. The Karnali Province Government's Ministry for Internal Affairs and Law and Karnali Academy of Health Sciences have signed a Memorandum of Understanding to provide treatment to the conflict survivors of the province. In the presence, Minister for Internal Affairs and Law, Naresh Bhandari, and Karnali Academy of Health Sciences, Dean Professor Dr. Muniraj Chetri, Ministry Secretary Subhakanta Paudal, and Karnali Academy of Health Sciences, Dharmaraj Gosai, signed the Memorandum of Understanding for the same. Minister Bhandari said that Memorandum of Understanding was signed in a way to grant ₹1 million each to 4 health academics and institutions and a province-level hospital of the country for providing treatment to those injured and disabled in course of the People's War, People's Movement and Province Acquisition Struggle. Bhandari added that an agreement would be made with Patan Academy of Health Sciences, National Academy of Medical Sciences, Bir Hospital and Martyr Gangalal Heart Disease Center, Kathmandu within a week. The Biswamati Corridor Road from New Bus Park to Kulesur has been blacktopped. The high-powered Bagmati Civilization Integrated Committee has started works on construction of a wall and on blacktopping the road along the side of the Biswamati River. Engineer of the consulting company, Maheshwar Kharka, said the target is to complete the two projects within May this year. So far, the blacktopping works have been completed on 1 kilometer from the bus park to Balazu and additional 500 meters road in Sobha Bhagwati area. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology said the influence of the westerly wind will remain for some days more. The weather will remain partly to generally cloudy in most parts of the country since some days back with light snowfall taking place in some places of the high hilly and mountainous region. Meteorologist Santi Karel said this weather system will have its impact for 2 or 3 days more. The department said the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country towards the afternoon today with chances of a light snowfall in some places of the high hilly and a mountainous region as well as light rainfall at one or two places of the hilly region. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Small groups of protesters have begun to gather in Myanmar despite the armored vehicles which have appeared on the streets of several cities. The military's heightened presence is the latest sign of a potential crackdown on opposition to the coup it carried out on 1st of February. Hundreds of thousands of people have taken part in protests over the last 10 days demanding democracy be restored. They also want their elected leaders released from detention. But on Monday, the military announced civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi will be detained for a further 2 days. U.S. President Joe Biden called for a reform of gun control laws in the United States on Sunday, the third anniversary of a deadly shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida. In a statement, the president urged Congress to enact common-sense gun laws reforms. Biden said that includes requiring background checks on all gun sales, banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, and eliminating immunity for gun manufacturers who knowingly put weapons of war on our streets. Moreover, Biden said he would use his executive authority to ban the import of assault weapons. Guinea has officially declared that it is dealing with an Ebola epidemic after the deaths of at least three people from the virus. They and four others fell ill with diarrhea, vomiting and bleeding after attending the burial of a nurse. Newly developed vaccines will be acquired through the World Health Organization, officials said. Between 2013 and 2016, more than 11,000 people died in the West Africa Ebola epidemic, which began in Guinea. In response to that epidemic, which mainly affected Guinea and its neighbor Liberia, several vaccines were trialed, which have since been successfully used to fight outbreaks in the Democratic Republic of Congo. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli says nation witnessed significant progress in the field of development and construction during his three-year term. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology says influence of a westerly wind to continue for some days, and Myanmar troops on the streets amid crackdown fears. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.